this news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Several residents in Ubley have recently received mailings from the United States Deputy Sheriff's Association. This letter is requesting a monetary donation under the guise of a 2026 Ubley Bulletproof Vest Drive for Americans Local Law Enforcement. While this is a valid organization, the Ubley Police Department is not a part of this organization, nor have we requested any assistance from them in raising funds for equipment. Further research shows this organization has sent out letters to other small communities in the nation with similar carefully worded language, leading residents believe they're helping the local police or sheriff department. Again, the Ubley Police Department is not part of this organization, nor part of any fundraising efforts on behalf of the organizations. That's a special thank you and note from Chief Anthony Wood of the Ubley Police. The Huron County, Michigan State University Extension offices offer a wide variety of services and programs for everyone. According to Chris Swartzendruber, who's an educator with the Extension office, the agency is constantly evolving and changing to meet a variety of identified needs. A few of the programs include disease self-management for caregivers, sleep education, and Tai Chi to help with arthritis and fall prevention. Some of the health programs include diabetes management, dining out with diabetes, and diabetes prevention. Some of the other programs include mental health, stress management, which includes mindfulness, addressing adverse childhood experiences, and alternatives to anger. The agency has also offered programs on food preparation, food safety, and canning. For more information, you can contact Ms. Swartzendruber at 989-245-5903, or to learn more about the MSU Extension office and what it has to offer, you can go to their website, canr.msu.edu/outreach. You can find that information and more on thumbnet.net. And Huntington Bank informed Frankenmuth Police Department and Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating, as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the past 2 weeks. The appearance of the fake bills is described as the older style bill with a texture that feels a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo face in the center, which likely means a poor quality security imitation. These bills are passing the iodine pin test, but are failing when they go through verification at financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure to check security features built into money. Real currency has security threads, color-shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill. If you suspect you receive counterfeit money or witness someone attempting to pass it, notify a store manager and the Frankenmuth Police by calling 911. Don't put yourself in danger. In at least two reported incidences last week, suspects used a specific method of operation. It included ordering food or a low-cost item, paying for it with a $100 bill, taking the change but leaving the premises without the food or goods. The Frankenmuth Police Department is working on the issue and networking with other agencies to identify the culprits. As always, if you see something, say something. don't hesitate to call 911 if you see a suspicious vehicle or person, even if it's in a business parking lot or a commercial area. And we'll return right after these words.
Are you looking to upgrade your new sleigh for the season? Hi, this is Tyler. Tis the season to be jolly with jolly good deals at Al Hansen Motors. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Equinox that's priced to go. It has remote start and heated cloth seats to make sure your morning and after work drives are comfortable. It has 85,000 miles and we're asking $16,980. And if you need a third row, come take our 2019 Buick Enclave Premium for a test drive. It's fully loaded with all the options and is all-wheel drive. It has leather interior with heated seats both front and rear, cooled seats for when the summer comes back, memory seats, automatic brights, remote start, complete driver safety package, and a power liftgate to make loading groceries or presents easy as pie. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And if you need a truck, we have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie 4x4. It's a full crew cab pickup and it's also fully loaded, including Dodge's 5.7 Hemi V8 that has 88,000 miles and we're asking $28,780. And on the economy lot, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It's four-wheel drive and has high mileage, but has heat and the four-wheel drive works. We're asking $75,80. Don't get the cold shoulder from other dealers. Shop our heated indoor showroom at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we do have one obituary for the day. Laura Jean Wessels, age 58, of Bay City, formerly a Bad Axe, passed away December 6th. She was born October 24, 1967, in Livonia. Laura is survived by her partner and caregiver, Matt Sanborn, her mother, Donna Wessels, and brother, Eric Wessels. The celebration of life will be held at a later date, and memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter or the discretion of the family in care of Donna Wessels. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Wessels family, please go to Kaufman Funeral Home.
Oh no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back with more news. Senate Democrats are pushing a plan to extend enhanced Affordable Care Act premium subsidies that help millions of Americans afford marketplace coverage in recent years. But early whip counts suggest they may struggle to find enough Republican support to move the proposal through a closely divided chamber before current levels expire. And oil prices are holding relatively steady as traders weigh India's continued appetite for discounted Russian crude against reports of Ukrainian attacks on Russian energy infrastructure. With analysts saying the supply disruptions remain limited for now, but that geopolitical risk in the European Eastern region continue to hang over the market outlook. And that's been a look at your news this hour from Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. As well as Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, they're the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Capture the magical feeling of Christmas with sparkling gifts of jewelry from McKenzie Jewelers. We have all the newest designs of diamond rings, pendants, and bracelets to surprise her with this Christmas. Warm the hearts of everyone on your list with a little box of love. The smallest gifts make the biggest statements. Make special moments shine bright this season. Give more than a gift. Shop McKenzie Jewelers today, where there's love and meaning behind every gift.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, and I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.